Welcome to Bunch of Grifters, episode 28. We don't have a title. My name's Jeremy.
My name is Brett.
And this episode of the podcast is sponsored by Earn It Athletics. Check them out on Instagram and their website. Earn It Athletics, helping you build a better life. Go check them out.
Absolutely.
Guys, welcome to the podcast this week. This is for the Monday, June the 13th. If I'm not mistaken, it will be the 13th tomorrow.
You're correct.
Because we have a fun podcast. We got a really fun podcast. Q. You gotta fight for your right to fight. Because we're gonna get into it. We're gonna get fucking into it today.
Yeah, we are.
Some things and some interesting topics. Brett, what was your goal last week?
My goal last week was to have some fun, and oh boy, did I ever have some fun.
You had a hoot. You had a hoot of a time. Yeah. Yeah.
It was a great week, man.
That's great. Yeah, no, that's, you need those. You need those kind of.
I guess we can kind of recap in a little bit. I was in Vancouver for work. Jeremy came down that Tuesday night. We had a good time. We haven't seen each other in a week, like a month and a half. Mm-hmm. Got after it. Ate some fucking flounder fish. That won't be happening again.
Yeah, don't recommend the flounder. Skip the flounder.
I had graduation, celebrated that quite a bit, and hit the corral last night doing some line dancing with some cute girls, and
the OK Corral, which is the place for, you know, country music. You know, it's the cute country girls to go there. You got it. You put your cowboy hat on and you wrangle them in, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Best country club in Kelowna.
It is good.
Might be the only one.
It's been the only one. Yeah, absolutely. It's been closed. Well, that's not true. The Blue Gator. Don't forget that place.
Yeah.
The Blue Gator, Cougarville.
Cougarville, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's great. You had a fun week.
Love yeah, man, it was a blast.
Love to hear that. What are you doing this week? I'll jump in. Last week, I needed to golf. Now, I didn't go and play nine holes. I didn't chip and putt. I didn't go to the driving range, but I did do some practicing on my lawn. I have some lawn, so I was able to just get my swings in. I was trying to feel like I'm really trying to understand my angles more, because if you come down into different angles with your clubs, like the ball pops differently. But I do really need to get out. I need to get out onto the proper greens. That'll happen soon. I'm going to explain something. My first thing is going to be a little bit of it's going to be controversial. It's going to be a tad controversial. I have some really interesting things brewing for tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. And I have a legal team. Anyways, we're going to talk about that in a second. My goal, I'm going to go into it. My goal this week, is I'm going to the gym. I'm going back to the gym. So this week is, a 1 week. I just need to get to the gym, and it's not a big goal. It's not a hard goal. I just need to get to the gym once. Ideally I go more, but you know, we'll reach our goals, and then we'll, you know, maybe be courageous and dive a little deeper. So
yeah, that's what I like to hear.
What are you doing this week?
I'm just going to clean my washroom. I'm going to make that my goal this week. I need to clean that dirty pisser. Let me tell you. Yeah. She needs a good scrubbing.
Fair enough.
So I'm going to make that my goal to get it done this week. Get on my hands and knees, they say, and scrub a dub dub.
There's something rewarding about cleaning your own toilet.
Yeah, it's nice.
You know?
You don't have all the shit streaks in there anymore. It's like, smells good.
Yeah.
Something about it. Something about shitting on a nice clean toilet you just cleaned.
Yeah. Oh. Oh. It's great. It's like the pee tingle. I was bringing this up a few days ago. You know, girls don't understand what the pee tingle is, because girls can't hold in their bladder. Guys, we hold in our bladder for as long as we possibly can, to the point where it's like, it's painful. And then we go to the bathroom, and then that feeling of going to the bathroom after holding it in, it's like, oh, goes up your goes up your spine and gives you a little.
Sometimes it's better than sex, man. Sometimes it's better than
sex. It's a different kind of orgasm. I'd put it on the list of a type of orgasm, because your cock vibrates. It's from coast to coast.
from end to end.
from tip to gooch. It's terrible. Guys, this week, as we know, I've been working at a care home. No names have been said. And honestly, this is really serious. Like, this is serious. This is so serious. Yeah. It's exactly what I'm thinking. Hey, give me one of these.
Cheers, bud. Wait, what are you drinking there? What is that?
Woo! Yikes. This is what the crows... Sneaky weasel. This is what the crows...
8%er. That Wolverine looks like he's on fucking roids.
Wily Wolverine. Damn right he is. Peach.
I think I had these last time.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, they're so good, man. Peachy cream ale.
Yeah, this
no,
is...
No, I didn't have these last time. I had sneaky last time.
This is what the wildlife drinks downtown. So, you know it's good.
Wow.
Gets you drunk. All right,
so you want to get into...
Okay, so I've been working at... I have been working at this care home for over 3 weeks now. I'm on my fourth week. Like, tomorrow will be 4 weeks I've worked there. Right?
Yeah.
I still have not received a paycheck. I still haven't received a paycheck. Now, I'm a part of a union. I'm part of a fucking union. So there's typically things in place that say you're protected and you'll get your rights protected or rights, you know, contracts, agreements, rights, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I have just been fed the most bullshit in my life from some of these people telling me that they're doing stuff and they're trying and they're, oh, this isn't working or, I don't give a fuck what's going on. I want my fucking money.
Yeah, you worked hard for that money.
So I've been very polite. It's been, I think it's been 11 days now. It's been 10 days since I was supposed to get my paycheck. It should not have taken this long to get my paycheck. I have went to my manager and said, you're writing me a check by the end of the day. Please and thank you. Thanks. And then I left. Like, I said it in different words, but I was pretty much like, hey, so I've been nice the past 3 days. It had been 7 days because it was a whole week. It was Friday I did this. It'd been a whole week and I still hadn't received any news. And like, nobody would fucking update me. Nobody would even come like, oh, hey, this is the heads up. It'll come in on like Monday next week. Like, sorry, it's so long. Even any kind of communication, I've gotten fucking nothing. So anyways,
really, eh?
I've gotten fuck all. And like, dude, I wish I could have recorded the reactions of myself asking them like, hey, so my paycheck? And they're like, yeah, I submitted it in something. Okay.
That's what they're saying.
That's what they fucking tell me. And I'm like, cool. Congratulations. You did that. Now give me my fucking check. Like my manager, she's told me that she's, she has, what's it called? Gave me, she signed off for a manual check. Which means I think they could go to a checkbook and write a check and give me my money, right? And then I'll go to the bank. No, that's not what's happened. It's been 10 days and I still don't have any money. So
I've got to suplex one of these fuckers.
So what I'm going to do, so this is what's happened. Because I've been very, 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 very kind. I have not been very degrading. I haven't been rude, right? I could make these people feel like such Duggles. Pardon me. Got myself. These people are like the definition of a Doug. Because if you saw their face when I was like, get me a check. Like, they're like, well... It doesn't work that way. Yeah, it does, actually. Maybe you don't have a checkbook in the fucking building, but I do know that you have access to an account that has money because you're payroll. So figure out what needs to happen for this to not happen again. Because I've now figured out from talking to other employees, I'm the sixth person that's this happened to, where they just that's don't get their good. Fucking first paycheck. And she came to me and told me she put their information wrong, right? Is it your job putting information in so people get paid? What are you getting paid $32 an hour to fucking do?
Yeah, you gotta teach them a fucking lesson. This is unacceptable.
So anyways, I've been bringing it up, and I've been polite. I will continue to say this. I'm not polite in my personal life. That's fine. I don't have to be. I can be mad about this. I deserve to be. I've been very polite in the building, and I've spoke to other employees and say, oh, yeah, I saw them paid, so I wouldn't fucking know. Like, this one girl, she's like, oh, we're going for drinks. Like, yep. Still waiting on the first paycheck. She's like, what? I'm like, yeah, still haven't got paid. I'm in the fucking manager meeting doing copies. And I said something. It's like, oh, first round's on Jeremy. And I'm like, oh, Cortland, you got me. You haven't paid me yet. Like, you fucking retard. How am I supposed to do the drink buying if I don't have any fucking money in my bank account? It's like these fucking idiots, man. So people have heard that I have not been paid, and it got to the point where somebody's like, "Jeremy,
you have to talk to HR. You have to speak to the union. You got to get the union on your side."
I said what I said, and the first I'm just like, "Oh yeah, I've been here for 4 weeks. I still haven't got my first paycheck." She's like, "What?" So, anyways, tomorrow she said, I've got a team of legal. I've got a team of lawyers. I have four lawyers coming in. They're coming in at 9 a.m. We're putting a thing on the table. We're saying, I want my money, and I will not clock in, and I will not I'm sitting here. I will clock in, but I'm not working until you pay me. And every second you fucking keep me sitting here, I'll go fuck around with the dementia patients, and I'll go enjoy myself, but I will not work until I get paid.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
The theme of this podcast is fighting, and I am bringing the fight.
This is fucking amazing.
I'm actually pissed off. It's like fucking some money. Like, I have no money in my bank account right now because these fucking idiots are inept.
Anyways. Yeah, like, you just moved there, right? Like, you need some money, right?
I didn't have a job for like 3 weeks of living here. So how am I supposed to pay rent? Anyways, yeah, I'm suing for grievances. I'm suing for pain and suffering. I'm suing. I'm going to be opening a class action lawsuit tomorrow. It will be bigger than the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp case. It will be bigger than the OJ Simpson case. Fuck, it will be bigger than Elon Musk smoking a joint on Joe Rogan. It's going to make waves in the industry. It's bullshit. Anyways, okay, so I had to get that out. I honestly haven't yelled about the situation at all. I've been way too polite. Like, I've made them feel like absolute idiots. I'm like, you can't write me a check, huh? And they're like, no. I'm like, that's pretty fucking dumb. Like, I've said that where I'm just like, right, sure you can. Sure you can. She totally could. She isn't capable of knowing how to, I don't think. And that's fine.
That's the problem, right?
I think that because her IQ falls somewhere between 30 to 40, I don't think she's capable. But I'm glad. But hey, she's pregnant and she's breeding, so that's great. Like, let's just get more of them in the fucking world. I can't fucking imagine. I just can't imagine this person being a fucking...
Holy fuck. This is a great way to start this fucking themed episode.
I fucking hot.
I would be just pissed off if that happened, man. I'm sorry to hear about that. Hopefully it all gets cleaned up tomorrow.
Well, I've been so passive. Like, I've been so passive.
Well, that's all you can do, right? Because what happens when you start yelling, you know? What happens?
But it's gotten to so many different people that now HR union, the union's just like, no, go get a fucking check tomorrow. They have to pay you within 24 hours of your pay stub.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have to.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Those fuckers, eh?
It's a bureaucratic mess, you know? It's terrible. Anyways, yeah. The lawyers are probably going to cost me a couple thousand, $100,000, so it won't be worth doing, but it's the principle.
Well, you know, our new big sponsor, Internet Athletic, on the podcast actually really helped us with that. Big partnership there. Looking forward to see where we can take that.
Yeah. And also, this just in, they have a free program that I will be using in the gym.
Hell yeah.
They have a free program. Yeah. These two guys out of Muskokono, Michigan, they've been making waves in the industry.
I heard they might be releasing another one soon too.
Oh,
so
wow.
Keep your eye on that. Yeah.
Very impressive. Wow.
Yeah. I think, dude, they might be going. I heard rumors they're going to be going to like a boxing gym next weekend too. And
oh, doing a little boxing?
Some boxing videos.
Oh,
yeah,
cool. That'd nice. Be cool. Are you going to do like kickboxing or just like?
Just I'm not sure actually. I'm not sure what it'll be.
Does it really matter?
It'll be fun though. I think I'm one of the Ernu guys, but like I think I'm a boxer, you know? Like, dude. I have the build, body. I have the body for it. Like, I'm big up top.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. I'm like,
what's up, cunt?
Yeah. Catch me on the fucking waves, bro.
Just like
Spider-Man. Turns around, web shoots out of his asshole.
Shoot shit on the computer.
Anyways, guys, I want to take it back a little bit. I want to take it back to a time in my childhood, and this will touch on Brett's childhood too. Do you remember the first scrum you were in? Like the first time you were in a hockey scrum, and it's just like you were pissed.
Yeah.
There's something about the adrenaline and also this, if you take the penalty, you know, even though yours was the retaliation, they hit you first, you take the penalty. Those 2 minutes you're in that penalty box, oh my fuck. I just remember boiling the whole time. Like the second I got onto the ice, I wouldn't stop moving my legs. Like you'd completely burn yourself out in 30 seconds after the penalty box. Oh my god, like if you got the puck and you scored after being in the penalty box, I did remember coming and like a few times doing that, because it's just like the amount of anger that turns into adrenaline is just nuts. Like
yeah, it's crazy.
I don't know,
it's like a morale booster, right?
It is.
The fucking, if you win the fight, the fucking team's rattled up, they're good to go, they're all boosted up with energy.
Yeah, obviously we weren't in any, like there was no fucking fighting, like we couldn't properly fight. But I remember this one kid, one time he got so mad at me because I just was kind of fucking with him in front of the net, and he just two-hand slashes me on the legs. I fell down, right? My legs fucking hurt. And then he jumps on me and he starts just going with his gloves on. And I'm fucking laughing. I'm laughing. Like, what the fuck are you doing, man? Like, get off of me. Right. And this is like for 1 second. And then like he had like two hand slashes me, starts hitting me in the fucking head. My one teammate just came in. I remember he just clotheslined the kid with his left arm. It was one of the funniest moments because the kid ended up breaking his wrist on the play.
Jesus.
He got kicked out of the fucking, he got kicked out of the game. They got a 5-minute penalty and he broke his wrist because he was fucking on me. And the way he was on me, my friend, like he fucking hit him. Luke, thank you for that. I remember that back in the Red Devils. That was a good game. I think Marcus was on that team.
Was he?
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder if you'll remember it. I'll ask him.
No, he wasn't on that team. That was the Devils. He was the Devils. It wasn't. It was the we were the LA Colors that year.
Oh, okay,
I can't remember what we called ourselves. The Kelowna Phantoms. Beautiful. Ooh. Dude. I loved it. Anyways, just there's something about like a fight on the ice. Oh, I don't know.
Did you ever have the moments where you grabbed the kid's like fucking face mask and fucking ragdoll him like that? That was painful, man. But if you ever had the chance, you fucking took it.
I wouldn't grab the mask. I would always grab the collar, like right here with my left hand, because I am more dominant with my left hand. And then when you have them with your left, they're kind of like in the wrong way if they're right. So they're trying to grab with your right and they'll put their arm on yours and then you can just go bum 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 and you just get bum 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 bum, like just quick little ones. That was what I would always do, just to fuck with people, because there was no way that they would know that you were punching them, because it just looks like you're jostling, but you like grab them and then the fucking goes right into them. Dude, I would scrum in front of that, because I played center, so I would always be like in front of the net, in front of the goalie, just like getting the fucking shots at the back of your hips. And like, so I'd always just like be right in them too. And I don't know, I was taller when I was a kid. Like I remember when I played when I was 16, I was like taller than a lot of the kids on the ice. So I could kind of just fucking lean into them and they'd get out of the way.
right? Yeah. I liked playing that. I liked playing that like position. I fucking love tipping pucks too. It's so satisfying. Yeah, I
know you're a big fan.
Tipping them right into my fucking cock. Oh, my dick hurts thinking about that.
That was a funny fucking day.
That was a great day. Takes the skates off, starts running around in the shoes. Fucking idiot. Skates hurt. I hadn't broke them in for a year.
Yeah, you keep saying that.
Yeah. Okay, bring it back even, well, it's kind of the same time. Did you ever get in, and let's get into this. Let's get into this. And if you can, did you ever watch WWE? Like, did you ever follow it week by week?
No, but my cousin did. And I always thought it was the most stupid thing in the world. Really? I couldn't back it. I couldn't back it. I don't know. It's like, I just don't find the enjoyment in it.
It's like, it is reality TV in the sense that it's obviously fake. But it's fun to watch. And like,
are you a fan of it?
Oh, I was. And like, but I'm a wannabe. Like, I could even say that. Like, I'm a wannabe. Did I get the pay-per-views? Yeah, I got pay-per-views for like 3 years. So I'd watch Hell in a Cell. I'd watch like WrestleMania every year. I would watch all the fucking, what was it? Money in the Bank. Oh, TLC, like tables, tables, ladders, and chairs. TLC, that one's great.
The cage matches were fun.
Yeah, Hell in a Cell. Hell in a Cell. Royal Rumble. Those ones are fun. It's like 30 dudes. They all fight last, and it's like it's a lottery too. So everybody gets chosen, and like if your name gets put first, then you're the first one in the ring. And if you're 30, you're the last one in the ring, so you only have to fight like the and your stamina's up. They'd totally rig the lottery, and like the lottery would be the first person would get in there, and then he'd fucking fight everyone, and he'd win it. Oh, dude, the narratives that they would make, and like people got so passionate about it. You know, people got so fucking passionate about it. I was never one of those, like, I didn't have, my brother and I weren't trying to fucking suplex each other or like RKO each other. You know, I never had the oh, I want to fight. I want to do what they do. I'm just like, no, this is fucking sick. I love it. Right. When somebody would get knocked out and like, they're about to go and mount them and get their leg up and then, and then some fucking guy would run down and the Triple X would show up and they'd fucking beat the shit out of them and then crush two beers and then start fucking banging their cocks. Like, it was a fucking show. It was so enjoyable. It was so enjoyable to watch. And like, yeah, I don't know. There was villains. There was good guys. There's bad guys, you know?
The Undertaker.
The Undertaker, a legend. Like, boom. Yeah. Everybody fucking freaks out. The lights go down. Oh, dude, it was a titan. It was a titan of entertainment in its time. It's definitely dying now. Like, it's totally not where it was, where it used to be. Like, you can see like live shows. Like, live shows are not full. Nobody cares. No. Nobody fucking cares about.
No one does.
WWE anymore. Monday Night.
Everyone's watching. Everyone's watching YouTubers box now. That's the problem.
Uh huh.
Stole the starlight.
So fucking stupid.
Did you ever have any fights in school? You're like getting some scuff,
mm-hmm.
some scruffles.
Mm-hmm. This one kid, he was our friend's like stepbrother.
Yeah.
Or half, not even, stepbrother, right? Not half brother. And like the guy was an absolute clown. Like, He was honestly just like, nobody really liked him. And then we were nice to him because he was new to the school, right? And he'd already made an ass out of himself at like one party. He was just a douchebag to girls.
Oh, really, eh?
He was
you beat the fuck out of him, I hope, eh?
Well, I didn't beat the fuck out of him, but like, he was pushy. And one time he like just pushed me for no reason. He's like, oh, what are you doing, Jeremy, right? I'm like, hey, I'll fucking hit Damon. Hey. You get three. Don't fucking touch me again, right? 2 weeks later, he gave me another push in the front of Max. And I'm just like, hey, I wasn't fucking kidding. That's two, right?
Yeah.
And like, everybody's like, oh, shit. Oh, fuck. You're right. It was kind of like, he was aggressive with it. He was trying to like be a cunt. It was just not funny, right? But I'm like, oh, okay. Okay, Damon, right? 5'2". Okay.
Damon.
Calm the fuck down, okay? Please. You still have bleach in your hair from yesterday. Okay? Like, just stop it. I don't. And then, like, the next day, in the front of the lineup, he, like, purposely did, like, the little, oh, I'm going to bump into him. Like, he was just looking for it, right? He bumps into me, and I, like, kind of lost my balance, and I get back up. And then he tries to, like, budge in front of this one girl, Tara. I'll name drop her as well. Tries to, like, cut in front of this girl. We were going to the convenience store. That's just where we went. Get, like, a snack or something. And I'm like, whoa. The guy stopped in front of him and stopped the kid. I grabbed him by the backpack and threw him on the ground. And he was like on the ground over me, and I was just so fucking ready to, he was on the ground. He was so vulnerable. And I was just like, I just want to, and Tara was there like, fucking hit him. Fucking, like, she was screaming, fucking hit him. Cause she didn't like him either. Like, nobody really liked him. I just said, don't show your face around me fucking again, please. Right. Yeah. And I wanted to punch him so bad. But he didn't really actually punch me. So it would have been unnecessary and caused a bunch of drama. And then he probably would have tried to jump me because he's a loser. Anyways, that was in like grade 10 or – yeah, that was grade 10, I think.
Okay.
Grade 8, Huey, that was his nickname. We were playing flag football.
Oh, I love flag football.
I don't know what – we played flag – that's what we did at lunch. Like, we wouldn't eat lunch. We'd eat lunch in class, and we just fucking go play flag football or touch football, right? But there was a few weeks where we ended up doing not flag. We did contact, right? And I don't know what it was, you know, something, whatever happened. Turn my camera off. Whoops. Let's put some video back around. We'll blur it. Just in case. We're good. I don't know what, I don't know, like, tensions or, like, I don't know, emotions were high at the moment. And, like, I guess he tackled, like, I gave him a push, he gave me a push, and then we just kind of started, like, I gave him a punch, and then he gave me a punch, and then, like, there was, like, 7 or 8 of us. They're like, whoa, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck? Right? And, like, we were just talking shit, and we were yelling at each other. We ended up, like, 3 minutes later, we both just, because there was a teacher that came, like, go to the win room, which is like our detention room. Win room, the win room. Anyways, fucking stupid name. We were just in the win room. I remember we were sitting on the couch, and I'm just like, yeah, I don't know what that was about. Like, I don't hate, like, we're good, right? And he's like, yeah, it was nothing.
Sometimes it happens.
Yeah, and like, we were super chill about it. And then the counselor came, and he's like, what the fuck's going on? Right, and we're like, yeah, I don't really know. We're good. It's fine. We're friends. Like, okay, right. And we just left. Like, it was stupid. Right. Nothing happened. Yeah. Nothing came out of it. Those are really my only two, like, I would say, proper fights.
Oh man, the one, it sounds like you could have just beaten the fuck out of Mr. Damon.
We were off school too. We were off school campus, so they wouldn't give a fuck.
Yeah, you could have fucked that kid up. I didn't really have many fights myself in school, but I remember this this one younger gentleman. I think we're probably grade 4 or 5. His name was I won't drop his name. It's a pretty fucking easy name to find, I feel like. But he was like this black kid, right? And like, we were pretty close friends. I was also friends with his brother too, but I can't remember why, man. Like, it happened a couple times outside of school in Calgary when like the school day ended. We would just throw our bags down on the ground and just like, it wasn't fist fights, but we were just like, we'd like fight each other to the ground and like try fucking pinning the other person down.
Yeah.
I remember all the teachers are like running out to stop us and shit. Fuck, it looks bad on my part because I'm fighting this black kid, you know? I'm like, it probably didn't look good, but.
Well, I mean, I like, know. What, was it friendly? Like, you guys were just buds or?
Oh, yeah. But, actually, he followed me not too long ago on Instagram. We've been keeping in touch. But, yeah.
We should have him on the pod. You know, clear the air.
Clear the air. And I don't know. There's not much else I can really add to that one.
No, fair. Yeah. This is something. You might have some stories about this with your cousins.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys ever get into fights? Because when I was like a kid, like when I was like 8, 7, 6, or 8, 7, 9 even, right? I lived in Whitehorse and we lived on a cul-de-sac. Dude, we like, I remember we got into like this one fight where like Sho and Jacob, like they came over to my house with like shovels and they were going to beat me up. So I went and grabbed my shovel. We started swinging shovels at each other. Like, dude, we literally could have like cut each other open in the spleen and killed each other. And we were just like, I don't know what that was about. Remember another time too, like I was playing with, we were playing Xbox and I was pissed and I slammed my controller down and it was right into Sho's knee and he got so angry and he started attacking me. Like we just started, we were like 7 years old and it was so stupid. It was like brothers fighting.
Similar, dude. I had something similar too. Me and my cousin Dan were playing Halo on the Xbox at his place. And I think we're playing on that one, like, oh, it's a super popular map. It has like the two bases on each side. And you're like in this giant, like kind of valley. Anyway, I think we're like trying to set up our base. I have no idea what it's called.
Oh, your forge. Forge.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe that's what it is. But I remember I kept fucking with his base. He got so mad at me, dude. You remember he threw his remote away and he started just fucking wailing on me and I was like trying to run out of the room. He's just trying to beat the fuck out of me. And then another, dude, this one's funny too. This was at my grandma's house in Saskatchewan. We're probably like 14, 13. We're playing like some role action game.
Sticking crayons like up each other's ass.
Everyone's like a prisoner and I'm like the officer, like, you know, watching the cells, you know, watching the prisoners. And you know, on the blind, like window blinds, there's like those little twisty things that like kind of close and open the blinds that lets the light in. I had one of those as my weapon, dude. And I remember my one cousin, he was like, he was not being, he was not cooperating, right? Mm-hmm. So I started just whipping him with the fucking stick, dude. And he was like crying.
But you guys did your own Stanford University, or what is it? Stanford University prison.
I remember like fucking dad comes upstairs, just starts spanking me because I was fucking made my cousin cry. He had like wicked welts on his back. And then I went outside to go apologize to him when like it was snowing out. So we're building like a snow fort.
Yeah.
And I look up into the window and Tan, the cousin Tan, who was beating on me from Halo from like a few years ago before this, I look him in the window and he like shakes his head. He's like, "You should have hit him harder." It's literally what he said, bro. It was so iconic. I'll never forget that. Just looking up into the window and just seeing him shaking his head in disappointment.
That is fucking funny. Thinking about this, it's like, where does this hate come from as kids? Like, so much hate. Like, yeah, I remember being angry. Like, I remember being pissed off. You get to a point.
Yeah.
You get to a point. You can only take it for so much.
Exactly.
So, this is something I've been really, really, really into Survivor recently, right? And it kind of ties into the fighting just in the sense that, like, watching this is honestly a type of experiment. Like, it's definitely a type of, pardon me, social experiment, because there's so much lying. There's so much, like, every word you say matters. It's so incredible. Where you stand matters in certain times. Like, because you'll be able to talk to that person, but like if you're standing over there, that person would have probably talked to that person because they were close. Like, it's just insane. And I love it. I fucking love it. And the at the end, like when they're voting, because the way it works is there's seven jury members and they vote for the final two to get the $1 million, right? Oh my God, when I say that, like, it is so fucking crazy how some of the jury members are still pissed. Like, they're so angry. They're so fucking angry that they got gypped out of this opportunity, right? Even though it's completely their own doing. I mean, they played the game wrong and they didn't get to that point, right? A lot of the guys, they're too aggressive too early, or they're not aggressive later on, and like they make their own call. And you can screw up in the last vote. Like, there's some, I've seen it where some of these guys, like, they should have voted for that person. They probably would have won $1 million, but they didn't. And it's like, man, it is a mental fight. That's what I'm trying to say. It's like the mental fight of that game is genuinely unmatched. Like it just, it's extremely unmatched because.
No, it definitely is. It's one of a kind.
It's something else. It's just something else.
I love that show, man. I watched it when I was younger and like fucking like, yeah, it's crazy. I don't know like which season you're watching, but I was watching like the newest season, one of the latest episodes.
Yeah.
Dude, there was a fucking guy. He was so jacked. He literally carried one of his teams. His whole team through one of these challenges. And like, he's like swimming. And he's got two people on his back because they can't swim. He's like fucking throwing the shit up onto this little net that has to fucking the ball has to go into the net. I'm just like, holy fuck, man.
A titan.
Yeah. But then are the brains there? Are you going to make it? Someone might lose you.
Well, not just it, right? They make it so you don't need to be muscle, you know? But it helps.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Like, it helps so much get through it.
Because if you're winning the challenges, right, you're not going to the fucking, the whatever the thing's called where someone gets voted off.
Tribal, yeah. Tribal council. Yeah, and that's just it. Like, once it gets to 10 players, then it's you fight for immunity. So it's like you're all fighting each other. So if you're the best, if you're the most athletic and the strongest and, you know.
There's definitely an advantage.
Right. I mean, how much smarter do you need to be? It's funny because like there's some of these people who they're fucking. It's like, oh, well, they're not strong. They're 60 years old. They can't run fast. They can't swim fast. They must be able to do puzzles quick. Nope. Nope, they can't. They are just as stupid when it comes to puzzles. It's like, okay, you're 60. Where's all the experience you've learned in your life?
Yeah.
Okay, why are you...
Groceries being bagged, it just doesn't help.
Exactly. That's just it. But I mean, I will say there's been like in the five seasons I'm watching from season one, which is ridiculous. But oh, like,
yeah. You got a couple to go.
Like 40 to go, yeah. Oof. That was a Tucker.
Rough time, eh?
That was a Tucker one. Dude, this beer is gross.
You don't even like beer. Why are you drinking it?
Nah, it was in the fridge. Had a big number on it.
Oh,
I don't
know.
Gin would have been better. I don't know what I'm doing.
Bigger the number, bigger the opportunity.
Hey, are you going to see Top Gun?
I have to, yet I haven't.
I was going to say, we should review it for next week if we're going to see it. But
you want to do that? I don't know if I'll be able to catch it this week. But
if you don't see it, then we won't. That's fine. Irrelevant. Sorry, Top Gun out of the way. So this is another thing. I think we'll bring this up and maybe you can pull
it.
Yeah, pull up that.
Okay,
pull up that.
Awesome.
Because I want to kind of talk about this. I think this will be fun.
Yeah, I think a lot of the stuff here I'm going to list off.
Yeah.
Explain it.
What are you doing?
All right, guys. So along with this themed episode of fighting, we're going to talk about fighting in relationships. Mm-hmm. And I've pulled up the 10 most common things couples fight about. And these are going to hit every point, and we're going to be able to add stuff onto them.
And I don't know them yet, so he's going to read them out.
All right. So do you want to know what number one is?
No, 10.
You want to start with 10?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So number 10... jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
Couples mm-hmm. fighting over being jealous.
Mm-hmm.
Jealous of each other, jealous of something they're doing, jealous of maybe someone else.
Yeah. If you're jealous, I mean, look in the mirror, buddy. Because, like, why are you jealous?
Yeah, exactly.
If they're going to bed with you at the end of the night, and they put your dick in their mouth, there's really no reason to be jealous. Because it just shows – it's just a sign of weakness, really. You know?
Insecurities, probably, too.
And yeah, I was going to say in insecurity that, like, oh, am I good enough? Like, you shouldn't have those thoughts. That's not a good relationship, right?
No, definitely not.
Now, is there maybe something to be said that, like – I mean, you could say, like, oh – I'm jealous that you're hanging out all this time with this dude. What's going on? Maybe a different situation. Maybe there's something more there. But yeah, I don't know. Don't be jealous. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely
people fight about it, but fighting about it. Yeah. Interesting. That's the big thing. Fighting about it.
The one I hate. Yeah. I guess that'd be a big one. The one I hate the most is just past experiences is someone being jealous of the other people around them and thinking that that person, you know, would be a better fit for someone, you know, there's just lots that go into it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever had a fight over jealousy in a relationship?
No, not necessarily. I don't know. I will say that I've had my fair of jealousy at times with my last relationship. Like, there was definitely points where I was just like, right? But then it was like a conversation where I'm just like, why am I, you know? And then it was like, no. And it's like, oh, right. You know, so it wasn't ever a fight. It wasn't a fight because, you don't – jealous isn't a good look. It's a good look. It's a good look, I think, in the dating stage or, like, the early, like, flirting stage, right? Because, like, you want to seem that you're interested and, like, oh, I want to, you know, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But then it cuts. Then it cuts. Anyways, I'm going too far into it. We're talking more about the fighting, like, the fighting aspect of things, right? It's not something you should be fighting over. Good. Yeah, that's good.
All right. Ready for the next one?
Yep.
This one we probably won't have much to add on to it. But this might have more to do with like long-term relationships, but in-laws.
Fuck me. Yeah, I knew when you said, oh, we'll have nothing to say about this. I will have everything to say about this. Dude, if you're with somebody and you can't stand their in-law, if you can't stand their fucking parents... It's hard. It's
tough.
It's really difficult. Like, it's something that shouldn't be as difficult that it is. I'll be completely honest. Because, like, the thing is that with your own family, you put up with them, right? And in their perspective, they put up with them. But to your perspective, it's like, they're not my fucking family. I don't need to put up with this, right?
Yeah.
And... Oh, that's all I'll say.
All right. We're moving on to the next one. All right, this is a good one.
I hope she listens to this. Yeah.
Pet peeves.
Pet peeves are good to air, but they're not good to fight about. There's no point in fighting about them. But okay, I think the thing with pet peeves is you're allowed to have them and they're allowed to annoy you and you should be allowed to bring them up. But the other person shouldn't be allowed to like be mad at the person for not liking that thing. You know, it depends on how specific we're getting, you know, like if it's
eating with your mouth open.
Sure. Sure. That's a good one, right? If you eat with your mouth open and it bothers you, you have to make a conscious effort to stop doing that because that's like brutal, right? I guess this comes into opinions. This comes into opinions, right? Like I'm just thinking like for the perspective of the person that doesn't want to deal with the mouth eating, it's like tone it down, right?
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that there's nothing wrong saying tone it down. It's just the other person, you can't fight those things. You have to say, no, hey.
You got to be smart.
Or okay, and this is something I haven't really brought up. Fighting is good. I think fighting is super healthy in relationships. So you need to know when to pick and choose your battles, right? When it comes down to like, I don't know, let's say leaving the last slice of bread in the bag. And okay, this is a bad example. Let's say you leave your toothbrush on the counter in the bathroom. And that's a pet peeve that you don't like having. Well, how big of an issue is it to have a toothbrush on the counter in the bathroom? How big of an issue is that, right? Also, if you don't like being on the bathroom, maybe get a cup so you can put in the cup. Maybe get one of those hanging things that you can put on there. Like, if you want that organization, talk about it. Fight about it a little bit, but then figure it out, you know?
Argument. Have an argument about it.
Yeah, it's good. Have a healthy argument.
All right, this next one's a good one. This is the one that I know you're going to want to do. This is probably the best one.
I'm not going to have anything to say about this. You know that now.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Chores.
Yeah. It's got to be two ways. It's got to be, you know, you got to be.
It's a two-way road, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just the other thing, too, is there's a there's definitely a point where you can't be insensitive to mental health. That's what I'll say, you know, because sometimes with chores, it's like it's a laziness and that person's lazy. But also maybe they're depressed and they want to kill themselves. You know, like maybe there's more to it. Right. Maybe they don't like the relationship they're in and they want to end their life. And jumping off the building is all they think about all day. Like, you have to keep that in mind. Maybe laundry isn't what's on their to-do list, per se, right? Because they're living in constant purgatory and stress and pain and suffering. You have to keep that in mind, that chores are a two-way street. You got to do it. You got to put your effort in, right?
Yeah,
you got to put your effort in. And if you're, and if one partner isn't putting their effort in, the other person has to be there to pick up their socks and say, hey, the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
Like, what is going on? You know? And I don't think that's a fight. I think that's a healthy argument. You know? I think it's I think it's a necessary argument. Not even argument, conversation to have. But yeah, I can, dude, I can imagine the fights that go along with that. Again, we have to think these are just the number one things that people do fight about. We're not talking about like how to deal with them. We're just saying, guess what? You've been in a relationship, these are all hitting you in some way or another.
Who's going along this morning?
Sorry?
All right.
Oh yeah.
Nothing.
No, you're good.
This next one's weird.
Okay, let's see it.
Romance.
Ugh. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you might not have been in a relationship long enough where romance can be a thing that fizzles. I don't know if you were. You know? I don't know. Maybe, yeah, definitely. I think there's fights.
Forget an 1 year anniversary. Have a fight about that.
That's
a part of romance.
That's a dumb thing to fight about, but yeah. Yeah, I mean, sure, if you want to fight about it, you can fight about it. But if you're fighting about that, then why are you, you know, why do you care or not? I don't know. If the other person doesn't care, should you care? Anyways.
Next one.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
That one's dumb. That one's dumb. I don't like that one.
Well, no, I mean, I know friends who, yeah, they didn't have sex for 3 months in their relationship. Like, because things are just not there. Things aren't there. I remember going for, like, I think the longest we ever went without having sex, and this is, like, my five-year relationship. I think it was, like, she doesn't like that I say it. Whatever. It was a whole – this was a fight that I brought this up at one point. And in hindsight, I understand why it was a fight, because it's just, like, it obviously shows that we're not working together if you're not having sex, you know? Like, you need to rekindle the love. You need to rekindle the romance, because if you don't, it's not good. If you wait, because my friend who waited four months, it was bad. It was like afterwards, it was awkward. Like, they didn't really feel like it was fluid. Right. He knows who he is. I don't know. It's like, there's definitely something to it. If you're not having constant sex with your partner, again, to your average, to your, like, maybe some people have sex once a week, maybe you're having sex once a day, like, I don't know, my ex and I, like, when we were, like, in our prime, we would have sex pretty much every night, like, it was, right, but I remember there was a point where we didn't for, like, a month, right, and it was just, like, one of those things where, I don't know, right, we obviously just weren't feeling it. It's definitely a conversation you have to have, but fuck, is it not something you fight about? It's not something to fight about. It's something to talk about, because there's a reason why it's happening. If you're the dude who's like, well, why won't you suck my dick anymore? I need to get my dick hard. Like, come on, just suck it. It's like, well, maybe you don't deserve to have your dick sucked at the moment. Like, come on. What are you talking about, man? So yeah, there's definitely something to that. Like, maybe take the mirror, put it in front of your fucking face, and take a look at what's going on. So
yeah,
appearance aside, relationships, it's a lot of this. It's a lot of this, because it's like you're committing to one person. Like, you, that's what you're doing, right? And I don't know. It's a Anyways, okay, go next.
Next one, quality time.
Again, I just feel like I'm the love doctor here, and I'm fixing things. Sorry, what are you saying? Go for it. What are you going to say?
No, I was like, in my past relationship, I know this one came up when it was coming to an end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you just weren't spending time with each other? Or because you didn't want to?
It was, I feel like it was a mix of everything.
Because I think that, like, a good relationship, and, like, fuck, I remember the good times of the relationship is when you're both doing your own thing and you're not talking at all, but you still feel like you're together.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'd be playing fucking Minecraft, and she'd be watching some makeup tutorial in the bed. And like, we'd only be 10 feet away from each other, and we'd be doing completely different things. But like, every 10 or 15 minutes, or like, you know, every 30 minutes, we just go and like squeeze each other and fucking, you know, there's something to that that is quality time, and it doesn't take that much effort. You know, going grocery shopping is a date if you make it a date. I don't know. Again, like, my relationship was great when it was great, and then it wasn't when it wasn't. But like, in my, like, I don't know. I think that those are really good, you know, traits to have, where it's just like, make everything you do a date. Like, make every time you leave the house a date. Making dinner a date. Make, like, I remember when we would make dinner, it was so much fun, and we would like love it. We would, you know, it's just like, yeah, there's something about fucking romance and love that it's great when it's great, and it's so fucking shit when it's shit. Like, I don't know, but yeah, definitely quality time's important. And if you're fighting again, if you're fighting against about quality time, look in the mirror. What's going on, right? What is your boyfriend doing? Is Warzone really that much more important to him than watching a movie with you every two nights? Like, what's the situation? Are they actually cutting you off, or are you being fucking ridiculous? Do you guys always watch something together? Do you guys always go do something on a Saturday? Do you guys, you know what I mean? Like, why are you fighting? Why are you bringing it up? Is there a reason to fight, or are you being fucking annoying, right? Because there's a point where it's clingy, and it's just like, no, stop. Shut the fuck up. Like, no, I'm not dealing with you right now. I'm doing my own thing. You know, you have to have time to do your own thing in a relationship.
Yeah, anyways, it's a balance, right?
It's all a balance. You know, you got to have sex. You got to have fucking arguments too. This is the other thing. It's not that you shouldn't have arguments, but man, you know, fight over the fact that, like, if she gets linguine and you wanted Alfredo, fight over that. Like, are you kidding me? You couldn't get me the right pasta. Come on. I just wanted linguine, you know? And if you're, you like, be in a healthy relationship where she'd be like, well, you're going to fucking deal with it, because that's what I got. Do you want a pasta or do you want nothing? You know, like, you have to have that kind of relationship with your significant other, or else you'll just want to kill each other.
Jeremy the love doctor, my god. All right, ready for the next one?
Yeah, there's more.
There's four more.
Okay. Holy fuck,
this one we can fly by quickly. One, I don't really know what we can talk about, but it's called timing. So I guess it's the timing of certain milestones within your relationship. Maybe one person's ahead of the other based on what they're feeling, stuff like that.
I mean you could loop that into jealousy, you know. I mean, if anything, just be rooting for them in all. I don't know, if they're doing stuff and they're trying to be successful, try and help them be successful in it. You know, tell them they're doing a good, you know, just be there for them. It's really not that difficult too. And especially if, let's say, one of them is going to school to get a degree and they're doing something with their life, and the other one works at a dollar store, let's say, right? For this is just a random, you know, let's just guess or think about this, right? It doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter who's doing better per se. You're on different paths. You're doing your own things. You can't get jealous over stuff like that. It's just absolutely ridiculous. You can't.
I totally agree. All right. Next one. This is a big one. This one's going to be probably one of the bigger ones. Kids.
I mean, when you're 18, 19, that's something that you can fight about as much as you fucking want. You know, really, you're at the age, even up until the age of like 23, I'd say. Like, but if you're serious, you should know that you're on the same page. If you're not on the same page, why are you fighting? Why are you fighting about it? Or is this, you have kids already and you're fighting about the kids? Because that's just a whole nother fucking can of worms. I think it's more like wanting kids and having kids. If you want kids, and you say you want kids, and then 5 years down the line in a relationship,
adopting? Arguing over adopting?
No.
It happens.
Yeah, no, and that's fine. You can argue over that. I don't know. I want my own seed. Personally, you know. But who knows? Maybe I'm infertile and I won't be able to. Then, yeah, sure, I'll fucking scoop up some puppies. Why not? Get all a right. check from the government.
Next one.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a good one. Money.
Right. Yeah, so, I mean, you got to have respect with this one, I think, because this is something that, like, can break relationships, I think.
Did you really buy that? Are you fucking serious?
Yeah. Well, it's true. I mean, like, you know,
happens, man.
When you're making $600,
I've experienced it.
When you're making $600 every 2 weeks and you're spending $390 on your hair every 2 weeks, it's like, okay, we have rent to pay.
Yeah.
How are we gonna get ahead in life? Oh,
you're not working, but you bought a bunch of like fitness clothing. What?
Another another Shein haul, huh? Okay.
Jesus.
Yeah, you look great. Can't wait to go to the club and spend all the money we have there at the club in those nice new clothes that you bought.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think money's a hard one. Yeah, I think money will definitely and I mean that's the issue with the world we live in today is that like if somebody is becoming a financial burden for you, that's not good. That's not a good thing, you know, especially if like, you know, you start living with each other, you have two kids together and now you have a joint credit card together and you're liable if they use it. I have a family member of mine who got absolutely railed on credit cards because of a divorce, you know. So, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, money can be a hard one. And also depending on the relationship the two have with money, I think is massive. Right. Because some people have a different relationship with money and a different outlook on it than others. Right. And yeah. Anyways, we don't need to get into more of that.
All right. Last one.
Yeah.
This one was kind of touched on a little bit, but we'll hit hard on the nose to end this.
Sure.
Sex.
Yeah. You know,
why are we having sex right now? What's happening?
Yeah.
Am I not good enough?
Well, no. And the other
why
thing
won't
too,
you get hard?
The other thing too is like if let's say length aside, you know, if you're only fucking for 30 seconds, maybe stop watching porn, you know, do the right things to like make yourself last longer in bed. This is at the guys, obviously. And then for girls, don't act like a dead fish all the time. You know, like you have to actually try at points.
Exactly.
Because dead fish sex in a relationship just isn't enjoyable. You know, I mean, it's like it's better than masturbating, but at the same time, it's just like that's not really the point. I really want to make more is that if let's say, you know, little Timmy, he just wants to do, you know, maybe a little bit of doggy, a little bit of hair pulling, and like, you know, he can keep it hard for like 10, 15 minutes. Like he's got, you know, all right, enough stamina, right?
Yeah.
Anything over 15 minutes is unnecessary. Let's be completely honest. If you're fucking a girl for 15 minutes and you can't make her come, you've gone too long and you need to just figure out your tactic a little bit better. because that's just unnecessary. If the girl wants to, you know, maybe that's what little Tibby wants, but the girl wants to be, you know, strapped down, raped, and like fully beaten. She wants bruises after she's fucked, and that's the only way she'll come. You need to have that conversation. You need to have
that conversation.
You need to sit little Timmy down and you say, I want you to make me cry with your dick. Like,
arguing over sex is not good. I think
it's not an argument. Like, you can't argue, like, well, no, I was doing this. Like, what? You're going to argue? Like, fuck you. Like, shut up, you know? You know, if you want your balls squeezed and you say harder, squeeze them harder, you know? Brett's mom walks into his room.
That was my little brother. He told me dinner's ready. So
oh, perfect. That's perfect.
We got through all 10. We hit on everything. I think we concluded. How long did we go for here?
We're in an hour. We're in the 59th minute right now, literally.
Oh, perfect, you guys. Look at this,
it's absolutely perfect. So,
or it's not amateur hour here. It's professional hour.
No, we completely planned this. All this was completely planned, and all the timing is completely perfect. We actually recording when we wanted to today, so that was good.
Yeah, we hit it right in the nose. We said, hey, fuck you, and see you later.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We dipped and we dude, and here we are. So. Yeah. So next week we have a podcast, and then we have two very special podcasts. So episode 30 is going to be a special, and so will 31.
Yeah.
Which is exciting. We'll do 31 as well.
Two awesome episodes for you guys.
We're going to do two live podcasts. We're filling in the forum down in Vancouver. We're filling the forum. Yep. So come check us out. We have merch. We're going to be Earn It Athletics is going to be there.
Big sponsor.
Yeah, our massive sponsor. Thanks again for sponsoring the podcast, Earn It Athletics. Embrace the suck.
Embrace the suck, baby. That's what it's all about.
Guys, this has been an absolute blast. You can find me on Instagram at Jeremy Johnye and Twitch, no hacks needed. YouTube, no hacks needed.
You guys can find me at Brett P. Fligger on Instagram. And then, yeah, go check out Earn It Athletics. It's also rocking there too. And leave us 5 stars, give us a shitty comment, and we'd love to hear the feedback, you fuckers.
Yeah. Website's in progress too. We got some stuff going on the website, so...
Videos are posting on TikTok. TikTok's about to blow up. We got shit coming.
Yeah,
absolutely. Three videos a week.
Yeah, lots of videos coming out. And for a bunch of Grifters Productions here. Check us out on TikTok. Check us out on all this stuff. Guys, it's been a blast. Hey, tune in next week. Can I spoil it right now?
Yeah, do it.
I want to do this for the next podcast. We're going to do an education podcast, so get ready to be educated.
Yeah, be ready to be educated.
Is there anything different on this podcast? This is a self-help podcast.
Exactly. Education. We're gonna play Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader too, and we're gonna see how stupid we are. So
yeah, it's gonna be a fucking blast. Anyways, guys.
All right, peace out, fuckers.
Love you, boys.